Rest assured that believers, Muslims, Jews, Christians, and Sabians, whoever believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the last day and performs good deeds, will be rewarded by their Rabb. They will have nothing to fear or to regret. Remember, O children of Israel, when we took a covenant from you and when we lifted the Mount Tur over your head, saying, hold firmly to what we have given you in the Torah and follow the commandments therein so that you may guard yourself against evil. But even after that, you backed out. If there would not have been the grace and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you surely would have been among the losers. You very well know the story of those who you transgressed in the matter of the Sabbath. We ordered them, be detested apes. Thus we made their faith an example to their own people and to succeeding generations, and a lesson to those who are God-conscious. Remember the incident when Moses said to his people, Allah commands you sacrifice a cow. They replied, do you ridicule us? Musa answered, I seek protection of Allah from being one of the ignorant.
Request your Rabb, they said, to give us some details of that cow.
Musa replied, Allah says the cow should not be too old nor too young, but of middle age. Do therefore what you are commanded. Request your Rabb again, they said, to clarify for us her color. Musa replied, Allah says, the said cow should be of a rich and deep yellow color, pleasing to the eyes.
Again they said, request your Rabb to clarify for us the exact type of cow it would be,
for to us all cows look alike, and surely if Allah wills, we shall be rightly guided. Musa replied, Allah says the said cow should have neither been used to till the soil nor water the fields, a healthy one free from any blemish. Now you have brought us the accurate description, they said. Then they slaughtered her after they had nearly declined.